Have you ever noticed how a seemingly innocent comment from someone you are dating can suddenly send you into an emotional tailspin? That moment when your heart races, your chest tightens, and you feel yourself reacting in ways that catch even you by surprise. These emotional triggers shape our dating experiences in profound ways, often operating beneath the surface of our awareness. Welcome to the Better Love Podcast. I am Amanda Collins, and today we are exploring the fascinating world of emotional triggers in dating relationships. This topic touches the heart of every woman's dating journey, affecting how we connect, communicate, and create meaningful relationships. As a relationship expert, I have observed how unrecognized emotional triggers can create patterns that keep many women stuck in cycles of unfulfilling relationships. Yet these very same triggers, when understood properly, can become powerful catalysts for personal growth and deeper connections. The key lies not in eliminating these triggers, but in developing the awareness and skills to navigate them effectively. In today's episode, you'll discover how to identify your unique emotional triggers and transform them into opportunities for growth. We will explore practical strategies for managing trigger responses, communicating your needs effectively, and creating stronger bonds through emotional awareness. By the end of our time together, you will have a clear roadmap for turning what might feel like emotional landmines into stepping stones toward more fulfilling relationships. Let us begin this transformative journey together as we unlock the secrets to understanding and managing your emotional triggers in ways that enhance your dating life and lead to the authentic, connected relationship you desire. To illustrate how emotional triggers can shape our dating experiences, let me share the story of Rachel, a successful marketing executive who found herself navigating an unexpected emotional challenge in her dating life. Rachel met Michael through a mutual friend at a dinner party. Their initial connection was electric, engaging conversation, shared interests, and that wonderful sense of ease that makes you feel like you have known someone forever. As they began dating, everything seemed to flow perfectly. They shared similar values, enjoyed the same activities, and their friends all commented on how well-suited they appeared to be. 3 months into dating, during what should have been a casual dinner discussion about weekend plans, Rachel experienced her first major trigger. Michael mentioned he would be unreachable for most of Saturday because he was meeting up with old college friends. In that moment, Rachel felt an overwhelming wave of anxiety wash over her. Her heart began racing, her chest tightened, and she found herself struggling to maintain her composure. What surprised her most was not just the intensity of her reaction, but how such a simple statement could provoke such a powerful response. Instead of dismissing these feelings or allowing them to drive her toward her usual pattern of creating distance, Rachel decided to approach this trigger differently. She worked with a relationship coach who helped her recognize that her reaction stemmed from past experiences where partners had used social events as a way to gradually disconnect. Through this awareness, Rachel learned to distinguish between her triggered response and the reality of her current situation. By implementing specific emotional regulation techniques, Rachel developed the ability to pause when triggered, acknowledge her feelings, and communicate them effectively. She learned to share her experience with Michael in a way that created understanding rather than defensiveness. This new approach transformed what could have been a relationship-ending trigger into an opportunity for deeper connection and trust. Rachel's journey shows us that our triggers do not have to be roadblocks in our path to love. When we develop the awareness to recognize them and the tools to manage them effectively, these very same triggers can become doorways to more authentic and secure relationships. This brings us to an important question. What are the most common misconceptions about emotional triggers in dating, and how might they be holding you back? Rachel's story illuminates how our emotional triggers can become powerful teachers rather than obstacles in our dating journey. As we explore this further, let us examine some common beliefs about emotional triggers that might be holding you back from deeper connections. Many women believe that experiencing strong emotional triggers means they are not compatible with their dating partner. This perspective overlooks how triggers actually reveal important information about our needs and values. When you feel triggered, it indicates an opportunity to understand yourself more deeply and create stronger bonds through open communication. Another misconception is that you must completely resolve all past trauma before pursuing romantic relationships. While healing is important, waiting for perfect emotional resolution might mean missing valuable opportunities for growth. Dating itself can provide a safe context for working through triggers while developing new relationship skills. You might have heard that the right partner should instinctively know how to avoid triggering you. This unrealistic expectation places an unfair burden on both parties and prevents the development of healthy communication patterns. A more constructive approach involves learning to articulate your needs and working together to create understanding. Perhaps most limiting is the belief that being triggered means you are in the wrong relationship. In reality, triggers often surface in promising relationships precisely because you are opening yourself to genuine intimacy. These moments of activation can lead to profound personal growth and deeper connection when approached with awareness. Understanding these misconceptions is just the first step. The real transformation occurs when you learn specific strategies for managing triggers effectively. As we move forward, we will explore practical principles for identifying trigger patterns and developing robust emotional regulation techniques that can strengthen your dating experiences. These tools will help you navigate triggering situations with greater confidence and turn what might have once been relationship obstacles into opportunities for creating more authentic and secure connections. Understanding emotional triggers does not mean you are broken or incompatible with dating. In fact, your awareness of these patterns opens the door to creating deeper, more meaningful connections. Let us explore the fundamental principles that will transform your trigger responses into opportunities for growth and authentic connection. The first key to managing triggers lies in developing your personal trigger identification framework. Your body sends clear signals before your emotions escalate. Notice when your heart rate increases, your shoulders tense, or your breathing becomes shallow. These physical cues serve as early warning systems, allowing you to pause and respond consciously rather than react automatically. Understanding your response patterns creates a bridge between past experiences and present reactions. When a date's behavior activates an old wound, such as feeling dismissed or unheard, your initial response might be to withdraw or become defensive. By recognizing these patterns, you gain the power to choose a different path. Consider how your current trigger connects to previous relationships, but focus on creating new, healthier responses in the present moment. Emotional regulation becomes your superpower in dating situations. When triggered, take a conscious breath and ground yourself in the present moment. Simple techniques like counting your breaths or feeling your feet on the floor can help regulate your nervous system. This creates space between the trigger and your response, allowing you to maintain your emotional balance while staying connected to your date. Clear communication about triggers strengthens intimate connections. Share your triggers with your dating partner from a place of self-awareness rather than blame. Instead of saying, "You always make me feel ignored," try "When plans change without discussion, I feel anxious about my importance in the relationship." This approach invites understanding and collaboration rather than defensiveness. These principles work together to create a foundation for emotional resilience in dating. As you practice identifying triggers, understanding patterns, regulating emotions, and communicating effectively, you develop the capacity to navigate challenging moments with grace and wisdom. This awareness transforms potential relationship obstacles into opportunities for deeper connection. Your journey to managing triggers and dating begins with implementing these principles in real-world situations. Let us explore specific strategies you can start using today to put these concepts into action. Let us put these principles into action with a practical approach you can start using today. Begin by creating your personal trigger inventory during your next dating experience. Take a small notebook or use your phone to document moments when you notice physical or emotional reactions. Note the situation, your bodily sensations, and your immediate thoughts. For example, if your date is texting during dinner, you might notice tension in your shoulders and thoughts about being disrespected. Write this down without judgment. Include what happened just before the trigger and how you responded. This documentation helps you identify patterns and prepare for similar situations in the future. Your trigger management plan starts with selecting specific techniques for your most common triggers. If delayed text responses activate anxiety, establish a grounding practice. Place your hand on your heart, take 3 deep breaths, and remind yourself that his response time is not a reflection of your worth. When discussing triggers with a dating partner, choose a calm moment outside of triggering situations. Start with a smaller, less charged trigger to practice the conversation. You might say, "I have noticed I feel anxious when plans change last minute. Could we discuss a way to handle schedule changes that works for both of us?" Set clear boundaries to maintain emotional safety while dating. If you need time to process after feeling triggered, communicate this directly. "I am feeling overwhelmed and need 20 minutes to center myself. Could we pause our conversation and resume after a short break?" This establishes respect for your emotional needs while keeping the connection intact. Success looks like recognizing triggers earlier, responding with greater awareness, and maintaining your emotional balance in challenging moments. You will notice yourself recovering more quickly from triggered states and feeling more confident in expressing your needs. These skills develop gradually, and each small win builds your capacity for healthy relationships. As you implement these strategies, you might encounter some common challenges. Let us explore how to navigate these obstacles while staying committed to your growth and emotional well-being. Opening up about emotional triggers while dating takes courage, and you might feel hesitant to show this vulnerability. Start with small disclosures to build confidence. Share a minor trigger with a trusted friend first, then gradually work up to discussing triggers with dating partners when you feel emotionally safe. Identifying triggers in the moment can feel overwhelming when emotions are heightened. Practice body scanning throughout your day to strengthen your awareness. Notice physical sensations like tension in your shoulders or a racing heart. These bodily signals often appear before emotional reactions become intense. You might encounter resistance when discussing triggers with a dating partner. He may feel defensive or dismiss your experiences. Approach these conversations as opportunities for mutual understanding rather than criticism. Frame the discussion around creating a stronger connection. When we understand each other's sensitive spots, we can build more trust together. Maintaining awareness during emotional activation requires practice and patience. Create a simple 3-step protocol for triggered moments. First, acknowledge the trigger. Second, take a conscious breath. Third, excuse yourself briefly if needed. Having this structured response helps you stay grounded even when emotions feel intense. Your progress might not feel linear, and that is perfectly normal. Success looks like shorter recovery times after being triggered, increased comfort in expressing your needs, and more authentic connections in your dating life. Each time you navigate a trigger with awareness, you build emotional resilience and relationship wisdom. These skills develop gradually, and setbacks are part of the growth process. Focus on progress rather than perfection. Notice the small wins, like catching a trigger before it escalates or communicating your needs more clearly. You have the capacity to transform challenging emotional responses into opportunities for deeper connection and personal growth. These emotional challenges in dating are not roadblocks, but doorways to deeper understanding and more authentic connections. By developing awareness of your triggers and learning to manage them effectively, you create space for genuine intimacy to flourish. The path forward begins with self-observation and documentation of your emotional patterns. As you identify your triggers and understand their origins, you gain the power to respond rather than react. This awareness transforms potentially difficult moments into opportunities for growth and deeper connection with potential partners. Your trigger management plan becomes a powerful tool for building stronger relationships. By implementing specific regulation techniques and establishing clear communication protocols, you create a foundation of emotional safety. This allows both you and your dating partners to navigate challenging moments with grace and understanding. The journey of managing emotional triggers in dating is not about eliminating your feelings or becoming immune to challenging situations. It is about developing the skills and awareness to handle these moments in ways that strengthen rather than strain your connections. Your triggers can become signposts guiding you toward more meaningful and fulfilling relationships. This is Amanda Collins, because better understanding leads to better love. Let us guide your journey at betterloveproject.com.